Be sure to listen to The Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church at Kaweah is a Lordship Church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact The Church at Kaweah by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dawn, roll away the dawn, and let me see the land of the free. Anything changed now? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Never forget.
You're listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. Today is Wednesday and it is the 1st of June, isn't it? Gary?
Yes.
Yes, it's 1st of June, yes?
That is correct, yes.
All right, folks. It's the 1st of June in the year 2005, as you know, and you just have to bear with me here. I certainly lose track of the days and the time, don't I, folks? I wanted to share with you tonight a beautiful, well, there are many of them. I got a book of James Dillett Freeman's poems, What God Is Like. And this was sent to me by our friend Steve Olson after he visited. And I want to share one of these lovely poems with you. I was reading the book tonight, and every one I read I wanted to share with you folks. This is, O Love, the loveliest name. He who is love incarnate came, saying, love one another. All his teaching sums up in love's name. Lord Love, upon your name I call. Your name above all names I laud. O Love, the loveliest name of God. In this one name, the music of man's fairest longings is outpoured, for love is God, and God is love. Love, I will have you for my Lord. Your name above all names, I laud. O Love, the loveliest name of God. And I will do your perfect will, and I will know your name by heart, for I will say it over till I fix it in my most inmost part. Your name above all names, I laud. O Love, the loveliest name of God. Isn't that pretty, Gary?
That is beautiful, Jackie.
Yeah.
I like that.
And ladies and gentlemen, our guest this evening, as I promised you last night, is Gary Barnes. Gary was with us a couple weeks ago. And he, we talked about the main product that we talked about that Gary carries in his Platinum Edge company of a whole line of wonderful natural and health-giving nutrients. We talked about MSM Plus, and Gary is back with us tonight, and we're going to talk some more about what you can do, what we can all do to help to boost our immune systems. And, you know, by the way, in the patent medical study, MSM Plus also says that it does boost your immune system, doesn't it, Gary?
Yes, in fact, it's a very important ingredient in boosting the immune system.
Uh-huh, and we need you to speak up there for us, please, honey.
Well, thank you. I forgot. You reminded me last week.
Yes, well, you have a real soft voice, and it's just keep your voice into the phone. Folks, I was told that last night on the shortwave that we were overmodulating again, and that if you went up to 5.073, the broadcast was coming in better. And if where you're listening from, if you're hearing what sounds like overmodulation, I would really appreciate a call. The call in number would be 570, if you would write this down, please. 570-537-3025. Because the last time when this happened and Nicholas called WWCR, the engineer did admit that it was overmodulated. She turned it down at the half hour, and then you could all hear us fine. And at $140 an hour, which is what you all are paying for this broadcast, you deserve to have the best that WWCR can provide. And I know that they do. They have the capability of providing, and especially on this particular frequency, the very best. That's why we're charged $140 per hour, because of the frequency that we're on. So if it is not coming in clear, and I'm not talking about normal shortwave interference, but if it is overmodulating, please let me hear from you. And we'll ask Nicholas to call and get the engineer to do whatever evidently very minute adjustments that have to be made. Okay, Gary. Are you there, dear?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I just heard a funny noise on the line. All right, where would we like to start tonight?
Oh, Jackie, there are so many topics we could discuss, but you started out on a good one, I think, and that's the immune system. You and I had talked several years ago when you had your grandchildren there.
Yeah.
And they were experiencing some problems, and you and I discussed some things to help boost their immune system at that time.
Actually, those children were sick every time they turned around, Gary.
I recall you saying that.
Yeah, it was very heartbreaking. I got so where I dreaded calling up, because there was always one of them ill, and I became very concerned. And, of course, the little cocktail that you gave us to give them, as I told our listeners, and maybe we could go over that again tonight.
I think that would be an excellent idea. Kind of one of the key things in the immune system is MSM.
And speak up there, Gary.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm yelling in the phone here.
you don't sound like you're yelling, believe me.
Okay, I just didn't want to blow your listeners' ears out.
Oh no,
there.
That's lovely, that's perfect, honey.
Okay. I was saying one of the chief and most critical ingredients in building the immune system is MSM. MSM has a great ability to work with the body and all of its various organs, all of its systems, and helping the body to fight any kind of infection, whether it be a microbial infection, or whether we're talking about an autoimmune system deficiency, or whether it could be something as simple as stress. You're probably familiar, Jackie, that in our society today, stress is one of the greatest things that all of us deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that, Gary.
Well, many of your
listeners... stress is ravaging.
Oh, it is.
Totally ravaging to the body.
Stress is a horrible thing, and the body responds to all kinds of stress exactly the same way, whether that stress comes from the form of disease or injury or accident or emotional pressure or pregnancy or surgery. All of those affect the body and put it under a lot of stress.
And you know what? There's also, I guess... Well, let me ask you this. I'm not going to say I guess, but there can also be stress, although maybe it's a good kind of stress if there is such a thing, if a person is very excited about something or anticipating something, is that a stress on the body?
Yes, it is, Jackie. We wouldn't think of that normally as stress, but it really is. And the body responds to it exactly the same way as if it had been injured or something.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading about that. I thought I had anyway.
Let me tell you something that many of your listeners may not be aware of, but as I say this, I'm sure many of them can relate to it. But one of the really early signs of acute stress is adrenal gland exhaustion, which generally is characterized by real low energy levels, particularly in the morning. But as the day goes on, you'll find that your energy levels gradually rise. And then when it's night and you're ready to go to sleep, you go to bed, but you can't fall asleep. You just kind of lay there staring at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the hours go by, and then finally you fall off and go to sleep, and you sleep real soundly. But then the next morning when you wake up, you feel as exhausted as you did when you went to bed.
And that is a symptom of adrenal gland exhaustion.
Yes, it is, which is one of the problems created by stress.
Yeah.
And MSM will help address all of those and help prevent this adrenal gland exhaustion and help your body deal with stress.
Now we should emphasize that we're talking about MSM Plus.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And the MSM Plus, folks, once again, and this is for those of you who haven't had the privilege of hearing Gary when he was on before, but the difference is that the MSM, plain MSM, it's a required nutrient in the body, and yet we're all deficient in it, it seems, Gary.
It's one of the most commonly found deficient nutrients that we have.
Methylsulfonylmethane. And evidently the reason that it is that we are so deficient in it, number one, is that the foods that we eat in the cooking, it loses the MSM. If we're cooking vegetables, and in other words, that MSM is found in fresh fruits and vegetables, and basically when they're picked fresh and eaten fresh, yes?
That's correct.
What other sources besides fruits and vegetables? Are they in nuts and things like that? Is it?
Yes. In fact, MSM is found in virtually anything that you eat in its raw, natural state.
Ah.
And I mean that literally. Even raw milk, cheeses, eggs.
Raw eggs.
Well, we don't normally eat raw eggs.
No, we don't.
But the MSM is in there, nevertheless.
I didn't know that.
And then when we cook it and prepare it, whether we're cooking it ourselves at home or whether it's been processed at a cannery or a freezing facility, all of those various processing methods destroy the MSM.
Yes, and I understand also that even though it may be raw, that if it isn't real fresh, that it does dissipate, like vitamin C. You know, a lot of people buy oranges from the grocery store and put them in a basket and set them on the table. And then so that room temperature, at room temperature, the vitamin C begins to be dissipated. And the same with the MSM, I understand.
It's exactly the same, Jackie. Let me give you two good examples that your listeners could relate to. When you eat an apple, you take a bite out of it, the flesh inside the apple is white. It's very pristine, snowy white.
Uh-huh.
But if you, after taking that bite, set the apple on a counter or take a knife and slice, a wedge off of it and set that on the counter, it only takes 2 or 3 minutes when it begins to turn brown.
Yeah.
And another good example is eating a banana. If you will take and look at the color of the peel of the banana before you eat it, peel it, eat the banana, and just set the peeling on the counter. It only takes about 5 minutes, and that peel starts to turn brown. And all of that is caused by the MSM being depleted as soon as the oxygen hits it.
Is that right?
That's correct.
So, I love it, to pick something out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm picking beans, I eat them raw as I'm picking them.
Good.
And when the mulberry tree is, I just go out there and just slide handfuls of mulberries and just keep eating them, and I think, oh, this is good. It's got lots of MSM in it, and a tomato right off the vine.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things, and if we had access to it, which we don't, for the most part, and even when we do during the growing season, we don't during the non-growing season.
That's absolutely right. And you know, the foods we get in the store that are shipped in from perhaps other countries when they're out of season,
yeah,
they are not nearly as rich in the MSM because they have been stored so long in transit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that we have done to make the MSM that's naturally occurring in foods much more bioavailable is that we have added 12 cell salts to our product. That's why we call it MSM Plus, because we've added these 12 cell salts as well as vitamin C. And what that does, the vitamin C helps preserve the MSM and potentiate it, and then the 12 cell salts allow the MSM to pass through the cell wall after you swallow it, allows it to pass through the cell wall to get inside the various cells of your body where it can work at a cellular level.
I see. Well, the one thing I do know is that was emphasized in the patent medical study, that without the essential cell salts available, the MSM itself cannot do the work.
That is correct.
And it does work at a cellular level to help the body produce natural and normal and healthy cells. And, Gary, I have read, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been a long time, but that as we get older, we become more deficient in these, and also the cellular structure itself, the blueprint of the cells gets kind of screech-awed,
mm-hmm.
so that when the body is producing cells, they aren't necessarily normal and healthy cells.
Not only that, but the
But is that so? I mean, that is so, yes?
That is absolutely correct.
The
yes.
blueprint itself gets kind of faded, sort of maybe, yeah, like a fax machine. Too many
multiple copies of a fax machine.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That is absolutely correct. In fact, that is one of the reasons, it's kind of off the subject here, but that's one of the reasons why cloned animals like Dolly the sheep,
yeah,
they don't live as long as naturally born animals. Because you're beginning with a cell that has already divided and replicated itself many times.
Oh.
And so the cell is an old cell to begin with. And so when you make that cloned animal, it just, you know, they grow quickly and they don't live nearly as long.
Huh.
And that's the same thing our bodies deal with every day as
okay.
we get older.
Okay. And you know what, it just occurred to me? I wonder what would happen if they fed those clones MSM.
You know, that's an interesting thought.
It is. Well, the thing is, I remember hearing on in the radio in the car one day on National Public Radio, they had two or three people on a panel talking about cloning.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that the host and two of them on the panel were wanting to really talk up the cloning. And there was one man, he said, they've got a long way to go yet, because what they're finding out is that there just isn't the long life. They're not as healthy, and they're not living as long. And I'll tell you what, that host, and he insisted, you know, they tried to argue with him, and he said, no, the studies are in. And so then the host never asked this guy any other questions.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right, exactly. And I've thought about this because, you know, as I said, when I first heard that first tape, somebody telling all of the things that MSM can do, I literally said, that's BS, nothing can do that, all that stuff. And then after reading the patent medical study, it made a lot of sense to me. Working at the cellular level of the body, but having the essential cell salts available. And I was telling you about this, and I want to tell our listeners, I hadn't talked to Jerry, and gosh, we haven't talked in a couple of years, I guess since Chuck passed over. She's a friend in Colorado, and when I first found out about the MSM, I had just started taking it. I didn't know how it worked, but I had read the patent medical study,
mm-hmm.
and I called Jerry because she had had a bad hip injury. And ever since I knew her, when we talk, because we've never met in person, but you don't have to meet somebody to love them, you know, meet them face on.
Right.
And anyway, she used a cane, and she wasn't all that old. She was in her early 60s at the time, used a cane to get around, sometimes a walker. She had a lower level in her home that was fully finished, but couldn't go downstairs. She said, I can get down, but I just cannot get back up. And so, of course, I thought of Jerry, and I called her, and I said, Jerry, I don't know if this is going to help, but, boy, you sure don't have anything to lose. And I told her about it and gave her the number to call. And about 3 weeks later, she called me. And I know if it was over 3 weeks, it was still less than a month. And she just started talking. She said, Jackie, I don't know. This stuff, it's like a miracle or something. And I said, Jerry, I don't know what you're talking about, honey. She said, the MSM. I said, oh, you got it. She said, I've been taking it. And she said that the worst part of her day was getting up in the morning, taking those first few steps. It was agonizing.
And she said,
the pain, she lived on painkillers, you know, aspirins and whatever people take for pain. But she said that she got up that morning, sat on the edge of the bed, and, you know, working up her nerve to get up. And she said she got up and she took that first step and another one, and there wasn't a sign of pain. And I know this does sound miraculous, and maybe it doesn't always work like this on everybody, but I know that, you know, so many people that's what I told our listeners. I could probably talk for a couple or 3 hours about it. The people that I know who have used it, even our friend who had fibromyalgia, and her symptoms disappeared. And she's free of it today, and I don't even know if she's taking it, Gary, to be honest with you. But anyway, back to Jerry. She just kept going on and on about it because they had a cabin in the woods, and actually their cabin was a camper, and she couldn't go out there because there were three steps she had to go up. And then so they went out that she had told me about that weekend. They had a little dog that couldn't get up and down the steps because its paws would go through the holes in the steps. And Jerry said she helped carry in the you know, their luggage and stuff like that. And every time the little dog had to go to the bathroom, she took it out, she took it down the steps, back up the steps, and not a pain. She said, not an aspirin and not a pain. And Jerry was taking her MSM faithfully for quite a while. Well, anyway, we lost touch, and then she called me about a week ago, Garen. Of course, it was on my mind because we have been talking about it.
Yeah.
And so she said something. Oh, she wishes that she could hear the broadcast, but where she lives in Colorado, they can't get a good signal. And I said, yeah, it's on the Internet. You can listen on the Internet. She says, I know, but the computer's downstairs and I can't get down there. I said, Jerry, are you still taking your MSM? She says, oh, yeah. She says, yes, I am. I'm taking 4,000 milligrams a day. But she's now using a walker. I said, are you using MSM Plus? And she said, no, I'm just getting it at the health food store. And I said, Jerry, you know about it, honey. And what did you learn? What did you learn about the importance of, I guess I was, you know, preaching, but what did you learn about the importance of the cell salts? And I said, look at what happened when you were taking MSM Plus. And she said she is going to be giving you a call. But, I mean, sometimes we just don't make sense, do we, Gary?
You know, Jackie, sometimes that is so true.
Well, I'm speaking for myself, too, of course.
Well, no, I'm here preaching to the choir here. I'm the most guilty of them all. I know a lot of things that I don't do. But, you know, you bring up something very interesting. You talked about the fact that when Jerry started taking MSM Plus, or prior to taking it, she was taking aspirin quite regularly,
or
some other types of painkillers. Often those types of painkillers can really do damage to the stomach wall lining, creating ulcers and, you know, all kinds of problems.
Uh-huh.
And even if they don't do that, people often will take aspirin or other analgesics, and they will experience an upset stomach or kind of a queasiness in their stomach. MSM Plus, if you take that along with your analgesics or your aspirin, will almost entirely eliminate that for almost everyone that takes them together.
Wow.
And no matter what drug you may be using, whether it's high blood pressure or cholesterol regulation or insulin or any other type of drug, most people that use MSM Plus have told me that they have noticed that they don't have to take as much of the drug that they're taking.
That's in the patent medical study.
Yes, it is.
It says that it actually, not only does it not conflict, but it enhances any medications that you might be on or prescriptions that you might be taking.
In fact, we caution our diabetic friends that when they start taking MSM Plus, to let their doctor know and to let their doctor monitor their blood sugar levels, because almost invariably they can decrease the amount of insulin they are taking, and we don't want them overdosing on that, because
uh-huh.
that can also cause some bad problems.
Uh-huh.
So we want them to make sure they monitor their blood levels, you know, blood sugar levels carefully, and to their surprise, almost everyone who is diabetic finds that they can decrease the amount of insulin they take.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you just a broad range, if I might.
You know, I was just going to ask you this. I was sitting here trying to go over in my mind, because I know in the patent medical study at that time, there were about 80 what they called health challenges.
Correct.
But you said there's a lot more than that now. And I do know one that wasn't listed was the fibromyalgia.
That's correct.
And I know our friend, within weeks, was free of the symptoms. And she, during her pregnancy, had gotten pregnancy onset diabetes, and she had all kinds of problems with edema.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, I guess, was partially because of the fibromyalgia. But that girl was in bed more than she was out of bed.
Oh, no.
And within weeks, again, within weeks, when she was over here. And I said, you know, Cindy, how's your fibromyalgia doing, honey? And she got this biggest grin on her face. And she says, what fibromyalgia? And I said, oh, you're kidding me. Because we didn't know if it would help that or not. It wasn't on the list. But Jody and I gave her a half a pound of it, you know, bottle for her birthday. And by gosh.
That did it, huh?
Yeah. So, give us an overview here of the different types of health challenges, I think they call them, or whatever.
Okay. And this list is by no means exhaustive, because we wouldn't have time on your radio program to cover everything. This is just painting with a broad brush. All of these are addressed in the patent medical study, so people can read about them. They can read of the double-blind studies that have been performed.
10 years they did the studies.
Yes, they did. And all of this has been substantiated with, as I say, the double-blind studies, and so they can read about this. But MSM Plus has been found to help conditions, all kinds of inflammatory conditions, such as arthritis, rheumatism, bursitis, you know, any type of inflammatory condition. It has been really just a blessing into the lives of those sufferers, because it has decreased that inflammation. It helps in healing all kinds of injuries, whether we're talking about a cut or a bone fracture, surgery, anything where the body has been physically injured. MSM Plus helps speed the recovery and the healing process. In fact, some of the double-blind studies have shown that the healing process has been, or the time involved, has been cut in half on many patients.
Wow.
And along that line, it prevents scarring. People that have had, you know, surgeries. You remember the old days where when they would cut you open, you almost looked like you had a zipper put in. MSM Plus has been found to heal those incisions so that the scarring just does not become an issue at all.
Wow.
Similarly, it reduces wrinkles just that come in our bodies as we age, and our bodies lose their collagen because of aging and because of exposure to the sun and the chemical toxins around us that are in the air and so forth. Our skin loses its elasticity.
Well, I suppose those cells are losing their blueprints too.
Yes, they are.
But I wanted to mention this to our listeners who may not know. The collagen is the so-called glue, if you would, folks, that actually holds the cells together. And vitamin C, in the patent medical study, it does say that vitamin C must be taken along with the two, and that makes sense, because then you've got a nice solid foundation there. And we've got We've got a commercial coming up here, Gary.
Go ahead. So,
but you won't lose your train of thought, yes?
I won't lose my train of thought.
Yes, okay, no. And ladies and gentlemen, get your pen in hand, please. And do remember that this broadcast is brought to you by you. We were thinking about maybe having to do a pledge night. I don't want to do that. It's $140 an hour. And I just don't want to do that. If you would like to see the broadcast stay on the air, then you're invited to become part of it. And we will be back right after this with Gary Bynes.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
All right, we're back, folks. One of the things I didn't say when I mentioned the vitamin C and collagen, for those of you who may not have a background in nutrition, vitamin C is essential for in the body for the body to be able to produce collagen, to build collagen. Vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin, and it is essential, which is a reason why supplementing with a good vitamin C formula, which I do know that Gary has, is essential, because our sources of vitamin C in the food are quite lacking, too, given that it is water-soluble and it is so easily lost. Like in the citrus fruits, people think when they, eat fresh oranges that they're getting their vitamin C. You may be and you may not be. It depends on how long that orange may have sat out in the sun when it was being picked, and whether it was refrigerated from the time it was picked to the time it was in the store to the time it gets back to you, you've lost a lot of vitamin C. And that is why, according to the patent medical study on MSM, vitamin C is essential to have along with it. And there's 60 milligrams in each spoonful of the MSM plus that Gary carries, formulated actually. And I always supplement with even more than that because it is kind of considered a stress vitamin too. When you're coming down with a cold or something or just under stress, your body will use up vitamin C very, very quickly. And I just didn't want to leave that out, Gary.
I think that's an excellent point, Jackie. And not just vitamin C, but there's different kinds of vitamin C.
Yeah.
And ascorbic acid, unfortunately, is the most common form that's out there when people buy supplemental vitamin C.
Would you speak up just a little bit?
Yes. ascorbic acid is the form of vitamin C that most people will find in their at the store when they go.
Yeah, like drugstores and stuff?
Precisely. And unfortunately, ascorbic acid is probably the least assimilatable form of vitamin C that there is. And that is not a form we use in any of our products. We only use calcium ascorbate, which is a different chemical form of vitamin C, but it's much more bioavailable, more bioactive. And all of the products that we use vitamin C in, including MSM Plus, that is the source of the vitamin C that we use.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've hit on a very key...
That is important.
It really is.
Yeah, thank you. Do you, you know, our time is going so fast, and I it occurred to me that we may have listeners who might have questions, and I wonder if, would it be okay with you if we invited their calls?
I would love that. Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, if you do have a question for Gary, the call-in number is 570-537-3025. And I didn't hear from any of you, which I'm assuming and I hope that you're getting very good reception tonight. We know the Internet is always clear. It isn't always clear on shortwave. And I don't want you to miss this. Gary, do you want to go on with the overview of the different
yes,
areas?
Yes, I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about wrinkles and skin conditions.
Oh, yeah, so wrinkles.
And it really helps clear up and get rid of wrinkles.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, you know those little spots we get on our skin as we get older? They call them liver spots.
Yeah, why? What are they really?
What those really are is that the skin cells are getting old, just like we talked about. They're not being able to replicate themselves, and they're actually experiencing damage from sunlight,
yep,
or from chemicals that are around us. And the MSM Plus will actually clear up and remove those liver spots from the surface of our skins.
Wow.
So it's really a great product in that sense.
Yeah, and there's something else that I don't mean to keep butting in here, but these are things that are important to me, so I'm assuming they would be important for our listeners. What I think is so wonderful about the MSM is that the patent medical study says after 12 hours that your body, whatever, if it hasn't used all the MSM you've given it, it'll throw it off. But it doesn't throw it out the way your body expels extra vitamin B or whatever. It throws it out into your skin and out into your hair. If a person, let's say a person, they don't really have any health challenges, so they're taking MSM, the body isn't using it all, so it's automatically being thrown out to the skin and the hair, isn't it, Gary?
You know, Jackie, that's an excellent point. People that use MSM Plus on a regular basis call me quite frequently and say, I can't believe how fast my fingernails grow, how hard they are, and how fast and thick my hair is growing.
Yeah.
It just does some wonderful things. It's not wasted by the body in any way.
No, I love that.
It is great. You know, we have the MSM Plus both in a powder and a capsule form, Jackie, but we also have it in a cream form.
Oh, yeah.
So you can put it topically on your skin and soften, you know, that collagen up and get the skin going really good. Let me tell you a use that I use it for. Now, I know you've never met me in person. We've talked on the phone. We've been friends for, what, almost 12 years now, I guess.
Has it?
But we have never actually met. But I
it is, 98 or, 98 or so.
I think it's early 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Or mid-90s, I guess.
But, yeah.
But Yul Brynner and I don't look an awfully lot unlike.
I'm
pretty bald. And when I go outside and forget to wear a hat, my head becomes a beacon just like Rudolph's nose. I mean, it just turns beet red, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fair complected, and so I burn very, very easily and very quickly. Well, the other day I was out cutting the grass, forgot all about it. You know, this is still early in the year, and I hadn't thought about putting
it on. And it wasn't hot, so you didn't think about the sun.
That is absolutely right. And within a couple of hours, I could feel my head just feeling like it was sizzling. And so I came right in the house and just put a lot of MSM cream on my head. rubbed it in real good, and MSM cream takes all of the pain of sunburn away and prevents your head, or your skin, head in my case, makes it so you don't peel
it prevents your head, it prevents your head from peeling. Now, that we ought to remember that.
That's right. Anyway, continuing on our list here of kind of a broad overview of other things MSM Plus will do, it does wonderfully well at preventing all kinds of parasites from invading our body. Those can be foodborne parasites or waterborne parasites, airborne parasites, things like Giardia, you know, a really horrible thing to get. If you ever go camping or hunting or fishing, those things are, believe me, those are parasites you don't want to deal with. But MSM Plus prevents those parasites from being able to grow in the body. It
Isn't
actually
that
kills
amazing?
Them. And so it's just a wonderful product in that respect. It also is great as an eye wash. People that have dry eye socket or dry eye, dry eye simplex, you can make a solution of MSM powder mixed with just a little bit of salt.
Salt?
And rinse the eye, just a little salt, preferably sea salt.
Yeah.
And just rinse the eye with that, and it will just soothe your eyes.
And you would use the distilled water, of course.
Yes, not chlorinated tap water.
Okay, Gary, you know what? It would be a real service to all of our listeners and to me, because I've been going to want to call you about this. I was talking to Mildred Robinson, and her husband had a cataract,
mm-hmm.
and he had an eye wash. He made an eye wash out of MSM, like you were just saying, and used it, and the cataract has been very slowly disintegrating.
That's wonderful.
Have you heard that before?
I have. I have heard stories like that.
But I wouldn't want to mix my own concoction. A little bit of salt to you isn't the same, maybe, as a little bit of salt to me. And if you would come up with a formula, like, okay, to make 4 ounces of it, let's say,
mm-hmm.
how much MSM, how much sea salt to go into that distilled water.
You know, that's not a bad idea, Jackie.
It's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful idea.
I'll have to give you credit for it.
Oh, well, that's okay. I don't need the credit. I'd like the formula, Gary.
What I have done is just gone to the pharmacy section of my grocery store and have purchased a little 2-ounce bottle of saline solution. You know, they make it 4 eyes.
Oh.
And I just mix my MSM Plus in that.
Oh, so you don't know how much salt.
I could look it up for you. It's a very small, it's the same quantity of salt as your body has in it, like, you know, blood and various bodily fluids.
You want it, right. Now, the saline solution, is this the stuff that comes in the little drops?
You can get it in a dropper. I get it in like a little squirt bottle.
Okay, so you can take that thing off?
Yes.
To put the MSM in it?
That's correct.
Okay, the powder. And how much powder do you put in there, Gary?
In a 2-ounce bottle, I put approximately 500 milligrams. That's for
that
the,
would
for
be
listeners that don't know what a 500 milligrams would be like.
Yeah.
That would be approximately, most people can picture in their mind what a capsule would look like.
Yeah,
like
would that be
capsule.
About a quarter of a teaspoon or so?
It's about an eighth of a teaspoon.
An eighth of a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what about the way does it finally dissolve? Because I know when I take my MSM, I put a little bit of warm water in the bottom of the glass.
Yes.
Put my MSM in it and dissolve it that way, and then adds a little bit more cold water.
Yes.
Because it just seems to dissolve better. Does it dissolve okay?
It will dissolve. Now, as you say, sometimes you get a little bit of the crystals that will stay at the bottom. They don't seem like they want to dissolve.
Yeah.
When you leave it in, after about 5 minutes, they finally will dissolve.
Oh, I never thought about that. Just be patient, in other words.
Just be patient. They will dissolve.
Oh, okay.
But when you're going to drink it, you want it right now, so you're correct. Dissolve it in warm water and then just add a little cold water
yeah.
to it so you can drink
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh. 2-ounce bottle of saline solution. Well, that's good for now. And if somebody wanted to make up their own, if it isn't too much trouble, if you came up with a formula, you know, like how much, like say, let's say for 4 ounces of distilled water, how much of the MSM and how much salt would we use, but this is good.
Okay.
2 ounce bottle of saline solution, 1/8 teaspoon of MSM powder.
That is correct.
And if they were getting the capsules, that is 500 milligrams, isn't it?
Yes, one capsule is 500 milligrams.
Except I want, in my estimation, the powder is so much more reasonably priced. It isn't that the capsules are unreasonable. It's just that it's less expensive. You get a lot more powder outside of the capsules than you do in them.
Well, you do, because when you get it in the capsule, we have to pay for the capsule and the labor to put it in the capsule.
Yes, so I understand that.
So it just stands to reason. And really, we sell about 10 to 1 powder to capsules.
Yeah.
In fact, this may be a good time, if this is appropriate, Jackie, to give our phone number.
You're reading my mind all the time. when you talked about doing an overview, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay.
And this is what I was just thinking about. Let's give your address and phone number.
All right. The name of our company is Platinum Edge, and the address is 51 West Center Street, number 607, Orem, Utah, and that is spelled O-R-E-M, Utah, 84057. And our phone number is 1-800-250-3870.
Mm-hmm.
And I might add, Jackie, we're a family business, and often we're not right here at the desk where the phone is.
Yes.
And so if they get our voicemail, please don't be shy about leaving your name and phone number. We will call you right back.
Yes. And the MSM, I recommend highly the powder, is $19.95 a bottle.
Correct.
And that's a half a pound. And that lasts an individual a month.
Correct.
Taking 2 teaspoons a day, which gives them about close to, 9,000 milligrams a day, Gary?
Right at 9,000 milligrams.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. You know what? When I first started taking it, you know, because of this lung thing. And you see, I had taken an antibiotic because I have this, I lost a crown and it keeps wanting to get abscessed. And Mariah happened to be taking an antibiotic for a terrible wound on her foot. So I shared it with her. And I thought, well, that's good. That'll knock this stuff out of my lung. Well, it got rid of the abscess. It didn't touch whatever it is in my lung. I feel that it's probably some kind of a fungus or something, because it wants to reappear. And I treat it until the symptoms are gone, but I don't stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wants to keep reoccurring.
Yeah.
So when I started first taking my MSM, I was taking it 3 times a day, Gary.
Ah.
But I took a teaspoon in the morning, and then actually for the first couple days, I would take another half a teaspoon in about 3 hours. And about another half teaspoon in about 3 hours, and then another teaspoon. And I know you can't OD on it.
No.
And I just had a feeling, because I have been under a lot of stress these last couple years, and I just had a feeling that just besides this lung thing, that there's probably some other repair stuff going on in there. And I did that for about 3 or 4 days, and that's about how long it took for this thing to start loosening up. And boy, I'll tell you, it really took it out. I'm still having, sometimes, like if I laugh real hard, it'll bring from way deep in my lung. I think this lung must have been just totally filled.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like when I breathed, it was all from that one side, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And I just wanted to say this, too. I keep getting us all off the track here, but we were talking about the cost. It's $20 a month, folks, and I can't. And what I'm telling you is right straight from my heart. If there were only 2 things that I could buy for basic health and keeping the body, would be the MSM Plus, and that would be first. and a good multi-mineral vitamin supplement, because we just, I believe that is basic also. And then if there's other things, like I've got echinacea here and garlic, I only take it if, you know, it feels like I'm coming down with something. I do have it here. But that would be my recommendation. And a third would be additional vitamin C supplement, because I usually really hit that heavy if it feels like something's trying to catch me. I'll take maybe 5,000-6,000 milligrams at a shot, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you can actually feel the symptoms going away.
Oh, I know. That's a very potent.
And so it's $19.95 a bottle, and they can order by a credit card, or they can call you and let you know what they want to order and send a check or money order or cash. And if they want to buy a case, there's a 25% discount.
That is correct.
That brings it down to $14.95 a bottle. And that is for the blessing that this MSM Plus is, that is so little. I mean, some of the things that they offer people, you know, it's so high priced that some people can't afford it. And folks, I wanted to say this again. What prompted me, I have been thinking about this so long, and of course, you know that I have the dogs here. Of course, we lost Tessie in February, but at 9 years old, these old English Mastiffs don't have a sign of arthritis. And they're absolutely gorgeous. Tessie's been gone since February, but right up until she had that heart attack, they don't even have to push themselves up when they're down, Gary. Mm. And they've been getting MSM all their life. See, I took better care of them.
I know. You told me that. You give them MSM regularly, and you forget to take it.
Oh, and plus I preach to everybody about MSM, but I hadn't talked about it to our listeners, and I had been wanting to. And what prompted it was Alan Watt and I were doing a broadcast one night talking about the chemtrails, and God only knows what is being sprayed on us. And so many people today having asthmatic-like problems and sinus problems and allergies and et cetera. And we were talking about the immune system, because even if the people who aren't getting sick from it, the immune system is under attack. So that it's going to, one of these days, become exhausted and not be able to fight it off. And I got on a roll for about 20 minutes about MSM. And then I said, okay, I'm going to quit this now, because I was being rude, And so that's why I was so moved to bring you on and to introduce you to our listeners, so that they would have access to this wonderful product.
Thank you so much, Jackie. There are so many things we could continue to talk about with MSM.
Well, we've got about 7 more minutes, and it's yours.
Oh.
Do you believe me, Gary?
you were mentioning that you, some of the things that you keep there on hand for when you get sick, you have garlic and some things like that?
Yeah.
You know, garlic is just a wonderful thing to eat, to season your foods. It's a wonderful medicinal product. It does some great things for regulating blood pressure and so forth. But it does have one socially non-acceptable side effect. But let me tell you, if you will take a solution of MSM Plus, just like when you mix it up to drink it, and if you've had a meal that's had garlic or onions or any other strong odor type food in it, if you will gargle with that MSM water and swish it around in your mouth and then swallow it, it will decrease and oftentimes totally eliminate the odor that is caused by eating garlic and onions and other types of food.
That's cool. You know what we did here? We were going to talk about the immune booster cocktail, and we did do this, but maybe quickly I did it before with our listeners, but not how we did it. But of course, any of our listeners who want, you know, to get the products and that, they can talk to you and you can tell them how to do it. But would you go over that briefly?
I would be glad to.
Thank you.
MSM Plus would be the first thing on that list, but mm-hmm. after that, as you so eloquently stated, you want to have a very good high-potency multiple vitamin. That is probably the most deficient thing that our bodies experience is as vitamins. Key on that list would be vitamin C and the B-complex family. If you get a good high potency, and by high potency, I mean in your B-complexes, for example, if you got something that had anywhere from 8 to 15,000 times the US RDA of the B-complexes, that would be a good high-potency B-complex vitamin. Vitamin C, you want to have, let's say anywhere from 100 to 150 milligrams per dosage. And if you want to get real serious with vitamin C, as you pointed out, you would want to take 7, 8, 9 grams of vitamin C.
Yeah, but just in this cocktail, the way we used to do it with the children, and mm-hmm. I did it the same for all of them, and their ages varied, you know, 7 years here. But I would put two capsules, which would be 1,000 milligrams.
1,000 milligrams,
of the
500 milligrams per capsule.
Of the MSM Plus, and then... your vitamin C is 500, I believe.
It is also 500
milligrams. And they got a vitamin C, I'd open the capsule up and put it in. My girl is out there barking. You talk. I'm going to go.
Okay. After you put the vitamin C capsule into the drink or whatever you're going to mix it in, you'd put in your multiple vitamin, multiple mineral product. Another thing that's really helpful for a boosting immune system is colostrum. Many listeners may not be familiar with colostrum, but it's an extremely important ingredient for boosting the immune system. Colostrum is the first food or semi-food, pre-food I suppose would be a better word, that all mammals produce after they give birth. And that's how they pass on all of their immunoglobins, their natural immunities that the mother has built up. They pass that on to their young. And so we would strongly encourage people also using colostrum as this immune system cocktail, this immune system building cocktail. In addition to that, we have a product called Thymus Plus. The thymus gland is one that helps to regulate and take care of a whole host of toxins, chemical toxins, and so forth. We add that to it. And also calcium and zinc. By adding those into this cocktail mix, you'll find that, calcium probably is the mineral that is used the most during stress, and stress is the cause of most of our immune problems. So this cocktail that Jackie has used for her children when they were sick, she would take a blender and blend a juice of some type with various fruits or vegetables or whatever, and into that, put your vitamin product, your vitamin supplement, your vitamin C supplement, the colostrum, the thymus, the MSM Plus, some zinc, some calcium, B complex, and blend all that up and then drink it. And do that regularly. And I think, are you there yet, Jackie?
Yes, honey.
Did you give that to your children three times a day, four times a day? I don't remember the frequency that you gave that to them, but whatever that was, you blend all of that up, and it just does a wonderful job of boosting the immune system. And all of those products are things that you can purchase from us. We have a very high-quality product in each of these categories.
Gary, we are out of time. Thank you so much. You're going to have to come back with us again.
Okay.
Maybe in a couple weeks.
Anytime you would like.
Thank you, Gary. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done for the week. And please remember, this broadcast is brought to you by you. We need your help, or we won't be bringing this broadcast to you.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to